In Northwest News on KPLU, Microsoft fell into the red in the most recent quarter as it wrote down much of the value of its Nokia acquisition. But as KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains, the software giant's strategy still hinges on making some hardware.
Microsoft sales fell 5% in the June quarter, and it reported a net loss of $3.2 billion. That mostly stems from an impairment charge for its Nokia phone business, which has performed worse than expected. But analyst Rob Helm with the research firm Directions on Microsoft says the company still intends to keep making some hardware as a way to anticipate the next technological shift.
Whatever comes next after phones and tablets, whether it's virtual reality goggles or wearable devices or who knows what, Microsoft may have a shot to get Windows reestablished and have it ride that wave the same way it rode the PC wave originally.
Microsoft has to adapt to newer hardware because demand for personal computers has been dropping. Helm says another way Microsoft is trying to stay relevant is by expanding beyond Windows machines. For example, the company now offers Microsoft Word and other programs for iPads. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.